with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We are back, 6:23 on a Thursday evening in Lansing. Thanks for joining us. While Ingham County Animal Control officials are calling it one of the most disturbing cases they've ever investigated, and it's drawing so much attention that the Humane Society of the U.S. is offering a reward of up to $2,500 for information on the person behind the stabbing, beating, and killing of a dog found in a bag on a curb on the 3100 block of Rio Road in southwest Lansing. That happened on July 29th. Jill Fritz is the Michigan State Director for the Humane Society. She joins us now. Jill, thanks for taking some time to chat.
Thank you.
This is a 10-pound black Chihuahua Terrier mix found inside a bag, multiple stab wounds, broken bones, slit throat. From what you've seen in the past, any general profile on who would do such a thing?
Well, there are a lot of reasons why people might commit these types of acts against animals. It might be someone who might feel powerless or unnoticed or under the control of others. They might do it to shock or threaten someone, intimidate someone. They might be copying acts that they've seen other people do, or they might be doing it as what they consider to be a safe way to get back at someone, to get revenge against someone who cares about that animal.
Is it likely a male in his 20s or in teens, perhaps?
There's really no way of knowing until you find the suspect.
Now, this is a small dog, right? A 10-pound dog, kind of a lap dog almost?
The dog was described as a black Chihuahua Terrier mix, so about 10 pounds, yes, small dog.
It was wearing a red body harness, did not have any tags or ID. How hard is it to typically identify the owner of a dog if it does not have any ID on it?
Yes, unfortunately, if the dog doesn't have a tag or rabies tag or a microchip, it's kind of difficult. So it just takes a lot of legwork by animal control, and I'm very confident that Ingham County Animal Control is going to be doing their best in this case. So they have zero tolerance for animal cruelty in our community, and they've told me they will be relentless in this case.
So
that the reward has gone up now to $3,500 because of donations.
$3,500. Now, what breaks the case like this? It's obviously an animal that people may be familiar with or not. I mean, how does typically when there's no identification, how does the culprit get discovered?
Usually it is a tip from someone who knows the suspect and steps forward. The money helps in offering that reward to the public, but hopefully it will be someone who recognizes that a person who would do this kind of thing to a small defenseless animal is a danger to the community at large. Psychologists, sociologists, criminologists have seen for years now. The FBI also recognizes that. Those who harm animals have shown a consistent pattern of other types of violence, like child abuse, spousal abuse, and elder abuse. So it's a very recognized pattern, and people should be very concerned that this person is at large in the community.
Well, I'm talking to Jill Fritz, Michigan State Director for the Humane Society. By the way, the Ingham County Animal Control and Shelter anonymous tip line is 517-676-8376. 517-676-8376 if you have any idea who the owner of this black Chihuahua Terrier mix found with a red body harness on July 29th. Now, the fact, Jill, that this was animals found on the curb, does that indicate most likely that it's not from that particular area, that somebody drove it out there and dumped it on the curb there?
I really think you have no way of knowing. It could have easily have been someone right there in the community, too. You really don't know until you find the suspect and talk to the person or persons involved in that as to why they left the bag in that area, in that particular place.
Now, you say these are potentially dangerous people, these animal abusers, but typically, from the cases you've seen when they're discovered, do they have criminal records, and are their family and friends really aware that they have this tendency to abuse animals?
It could be. You don't know, again, until you know the history of the suspect, but it could be that the family is not aware or friends are not aware of their past history of violence, or it could be that they were aware of that but were concerned for their own safety and reporting it to authorities.
You say there are all kinds of potential motives of revenge or all kinds of things, but this level of brutality towards an animal, Does it really cross the line beyond many other types of animal abuse cases you've seen?
Well, sadly, I've seen some pretty horrific animal abuse cases just even here in Michigan involving all types of mutilation of animals. So, but it's up there. It's up there among the more disturbing cases that I've witnessed.
One last thing. You say that we have a we have strong animal cruelty laws here in Michigan. What is the consequence for this person if they are caught?
There is a law in Michigan that makes it an automatic felony charge with imprisonment up to 4 years for deliberately maiming, torturing, or killing an animal. So, you know, all depending on the evidence and the prosecutor in the case, this person could potentially be facing a lot of jail time.
But we did have that case recently here in the Lansing area of the former MSU student that I think he killed up to a dozen little dogs. I believe he got away without any prison time, right?
That was my understanding that there, yes, that's how the judge came out on the case.
Does that usually happen? I mean, are these cases somehow negotiated so that there is no prison time?
It could be. We hope not. We certainly encourage prison time and psychiatric evaluation and other methods to make sure that this person does not continue to be a danger to the community.
Jill Fritz, she is the Michigan State Director for the Humane Society. Now there is a $3,500 reward for finding the abuser of this poor little 10-pound black Chihuahua Terrier mix found in a bag on the 3100 block of Rio Road in Southwest Lansing. Jill, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
And by the way, the Ingham County Animal Control Anonymous tip line is again 517-676-8376. Please give them a call if you know anything. Coming up next, we're going to talk to an MSU professor who headed this interesting study about how parents are now disciplining their kids. They observed parents doing that in public. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.